City of Powell River Council has given approval for the formation of a select committee on city-owned properties and has approved terms of reference for its members. According to the terms of reference, which was voted on at the April 20 City Council meeting, the committee's mandate is to provide recommendations to Council regarding the redevelopment of city-owned properties. In providing recommendations, consideration will be given to existing council policy such as the Corporate Strategic Plan, Official Community Plan, Sustainability Charter, Zoning Bylaw, Housing Implementation Plan and Land Management Strategy. At the meeting, the terms of reference were amended. Councillor Trina Isakson said in the deliverables, it referred to the committee being expected to provide some recommendations in time to apply for provincial grant funding by July 4. She said there was a provincial deadline, but it was more about submission of a list of properties, so she wanted to strike out reference to applying for provincial grant funding and replace it with responding to a request from the provincial government by July 4. Councillor Jim Palm asked if the initiative had anything to do with expropriation of city-owned properties. Mayor Ron Wasnow said there was no indication about anything to do with expropriation. I hope that's the case, thank you, said Palm. He said his question was just to safeguard city land. Isakson said the process is not to commit the city to anything, and that the province is curious and wants to know what's available. This is just meeting the request for them to learn about what might be possible in our town, said Isakson. It doesn't commit us to anything, but it would be great to hear from the public on some ideas they have that we should include. Obviously, staff will be working on this as well. There are no commitments, just to be clear. The amendment carried, and then council carried the terms of reference. According to the terms, the committee will be comprised of the mayor, up to 2 members of city council, and 6 to 8 members of the public, as approved by council. Members of the public will be selected through a public application process. At the April 18 committee of the whole meeting, Acting Chief Administrative Officer Alex Bieka said he was presenting a report seeking council direction on the formation of the Select Committee on City-Owned Properties. Shortly after acquiring the remainder of properties owned by the Powell River Waterfront Development Corporation in 2019, council expressed a strong interest in building a strategy for city-owned properties, said Bieka. The initiative was included in the 2020-2022 strategic plan for completion in 2021. In April 2020, the city applied to Island Coastal Economic Trust, ICET, for matching funds to support the development of a strategy. The application was successful and ICET committed to providing $20,000 to cover 50% of the $40,000 project cost. Bieka said the land management strategy was completed in 2021 and was approved. However, the implementation of the land management strategy has stalled, said Bieka. With the exception of 22 properties from the strategy that have the potential to be redeveloped, there are 60 or more properties that could be reviewed in further detail for potential redevelopment. In April 2023, Mayor and Council expressed a desire to form a select committee on city-owned properties and provide recommendations on the redevelopment of city-owned properties to address housing needs and the economic stability of the community. Today, I'm seeking direction to begin the process to form the select committee on city-owned properties. Committee of the Whole gave direction to staff to facilitate the creation of the select committee.